previously on Save the D8.
She ruined on my rune till I'll explode.
If it has happened on your plane before, there is a group of people who want to keep it from happening again.
Why didn't you guys just back up from me? Why do you guys gotta be on my dick all the time? Back the fuck up!
Was Vale that horny prince guy?
I'm only 6 shots deep.
I take a flower. I slide the key out from the queen's hands, and I slide the flower in.
Peta, is there anything else we might expect to find down here?
It's possible this is like the book of necromancy in Lichdom.
Does this answer your question about necromancers and healing?
You place the keys in the door locks. They slip inside, eating the key, and then the locks slide up, and you could swear you could see an image of both Queen Isabella and Poppins as the doors swing open. And another staircase leads up. Torches light just the beginning part with a blue flame.
All right. Here we go.
Yeah, let's go.
You trek up the steps as you do, torches lighting along your way. There's a lot of theatrics with this particular lich, apparently. Mm-hmm. As you walk up what you would count in your head, roughly 5 flights of stairs.
One too many.
I was like, we were fine, and then it was one more.
Mm-hmm.
And then you get to the top, where you could see a circular throne room made with stone and gold, but now it is tarnished, aged over time. In the center, you could see the original seal of Visigud cracked. There is a glint of gold that seems to emanate from that crack. The room itself is dark. Even those with dark vision, you can't see much else past that part of the throne room, but you can hear the sounds of pained moans coming off to the right. You step closer towards the seal.
I hang back.
Yeah, I will.
I follow Haven.
As you get closer to the seal, more of the braziers start to light up. The room begins to light up more, and you can see torn and time-ravaged banners of the original kingdom still hanging. To the right, you can see a circular pillory that has what looks like to be a very desiccated human that is moaning in pain as implements slowly begin to pierce the body, but they are not dying from it. As you get closer towards the seal, you can see inside the crack where there was a glint of gold, a torn apart crown lying there, unused for a millennia. And as the braziers light up towards the top of the second landing inside this room above, you can see an 8-foot-tall figure with their back to you in all black, and they turn around.
Ew.
And as they turn around and show themselves, you can see this somewhat skeletal body that is floating off the ground, looking somewhat jacked for a lich. As they lift up their head, and you can see this square jawline, eyes looking up from the book, and say,
"Finally, you've arrived."
Oh, no.
Lord Gravetide has acknowledged your presence. As he floats just barely out of y'all's reach, he's about 65 feet away.
Mm.
Oh, Well, I'm glad you finally made it. I was really beginning to get bored.
Is that the royal you, or is he looking at someone in particular?
It's the royal you.
The royal you. I don't think that's the right
term. As I understand
it. Okay.
So you're the newest group of adventurers that would like to attain what glory? Some kind of treasure, I'm assuming. I will tell you this. This is a folly. On your case, the treasure stores have been completely emptied.
I mean, we're not trying to buy new treasure. We're just looking for used. So the treasure stores could be closed, but we'll find it around secondhand.
Then there was no need to come. Unfortunately, I cannot allow you to leave now, as I must keep the story of Isagood to stay that no one leaves alive. But tell me, what did bring you here, if it's not treasure?
Well, it started with wanting your book.
Mortis?
Yeah.
Where is it, by the way? Just, you know, since we're going to die soon anyway.
Well, I'm reading it right now. It's one of the few things I've been reading for the last 1,000+ years, I'm assuming. I can't tell time anymore.
So what? In this room? In your pocket? What are we talking here?
Literally in my hands.
That he's holding?
Oh. Well, sure.
We were distracted by the whole get-up.
Is this what's glowing red? Is it the book?
Yes.
Okay.
He will float over the banister down to just above the thrones.
Yes, there has not been much else to read aside from the Mortis.
So you're stuck in here? Can't get to your precious library anymore?
No, I could have read all of those too. They're just not as interesting. The Mortis itself has been much more enlightening as I've been trying to decrypt its pages and such. No more fun reading like I used to when I was a child.
Well, you know, funny you say that. I saw that you had the first 5 books of this series. I have the last 5 books of the series.
I'm sorry. What?
Hold on. Let me pull out my... it's like this adventure book, like these...
The young adult novels.
Yeah. Have you read these?
Did you pull them out?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. And you pull out the full series of Galak.
I pull out one. It seems silly to pull out all 10 books right now.
You have the rest if they stopped after book 5.
No, there's 10 now. I just bought this, in fact, all of these. Read them on the way over here. Pretty good.
You have them?
Yes.
Can I see?
I mean, can I have your book?
I can let you... borrow it for a moment, but sure, yeah. Let me see the others.
I just pull out 5. No, I'll pull out 6.
Wow. They did make another.
Yeah, there, and I have another 4 in here.
They updated the cover art, too. This is much beautiful than before. They didn't have art in the other ones. This is... I finally get to see what they look like.
Does this seem like a kid?
Yeah, is this Foxton?
Give me insight.
16.
18.
19.
Yeah. This does feel like the speech and talk and manners of one who never really got to finish growing up. You can see him now just looking over the book as he starts to open it and starts to look at the pages.
Hand that book over to my friend here, please. You can hold that one while she holds this one.
He'll gladly pass it over.
Okay, I'll pull out the other books as well. Before I give
you... You did not lie.
No, I'm not a liar. Can I just ask you why you're doing all of this? I mean, this seemed like it was your father's dream, not yours, right?
Just as the mention of his father, you will see his eyes start to burn red. And the ground begins to tremble. And you can see now that surrounding you are several stone caskets. and one of them opens up to show a skeleton, and you can see bones ripped from the skeleton's body, which is made into a crude spear, which he immediately flicks his hand and fires off into the desiccated body. The body, pierced through, wails in pain, but no blood comes out.
Right.
Just pain.
Why?
My father started all of this. My father cursed our family. And now I am stuck to clean the mess for what he has done. Have you ever had one in your family that you love and trusted so much you would do anything for, no questions asked, only to find that they had been against everything that you were taught and everything that you hold dear? That is what my father did. My father betrayed his country, he betrayed his people, and he betrayed his family. I'm not exactly sure what had happened, but when he had made his trek into the Maw, and he returned less than a week later, he was not the same man that I had known and beloved. Something had changed. Something dark had bit into the core of who he was and had changed him. And at first, as being a dutiful son, I followed what his command was until I started to research what ingredients he was asking me to get. And it was too late before my beloved sister had fallen prey to him. Isn't that right?
And you will see the spear twist in the desiccated man's gut as he screams more.
And he spilled the beans to everything. So before he had a chance to drink that curse, I took it from him. That is why things are the way they are. My sister gone. Mother died of heartbreak. But I refuse to let this worm die. He will suffer for the rest of the eternal life that he was promised.
You took his evil and became it.
When I was immortal, I would have probably agreed with you in that particular light. But you are not beholden to anyone but yourself. You only have in your mind just what happens to you. What happens to, what, your party members? Lest that affect your life. I took that rot to stop my father from producing more evil. And when he told me what was coming, what was unveiled to happen to our kingdom, I took the only steps that I thought would be proper. I released the souls of my people without pain, without suffering, so they may go on to the next life to enjoy eternal happiness, not to suffer.
But they didn't.
Have you been there? Have you been to the place after life? Can you tell me for sure that they are not in a better place than where this is now?
I can tell you that they're stuck.
Stuck? What do you mean stuck?
When's the last time you've been outside this room? Outside your kingdom?
I haven't left the kingdom since I changed. I haven't left the palace in 200 years, since the last great adventuring group came to smite me down for their glory. That was the last time. But if you knew the danger of what was to come, of what my father knew and had bound himself to, then you would know that it was a mercy for what I did for my people, and that what my people will now do to protect the rest of these lands, because they are no longer those living. They are ones that can put forth at least some kind of effort before this great evil comes to destroy our world. My people are heroes, giving up their mortal life so other mortal lives can continue on. You may badmouth me as much as you wish, but do not hurt my people.
Look, I'm not. This is a path that I have often sought to follow. Not in the steps that you have or were forced to. But I aim to help, heal, make as painless as I possibly can. But at the end of the day, you are a boy who was made to make an impossible choice.
It wasn't that day, but I am no longer no boy. Nor will I ever be that of a man. If you want to know who is truly stuck, it is I. I have given up my passions, my life, my dreams, for all of this. Lest any worse that could have come if my father had been the one. So if you're here to strike me down, to gain whatever it is that you're wanting, then we can go. If not, let us take a bit of respite. Let us at least take the time for me to enjoy these new books. Give me a break from decades of study.
I came here to strike you down. Now that I see you, I don't want to. My father is a villain. My mother is a villain. My family. And I... God, you remind me of me. I gave up everything. Because I won't let them... I won't let them bring evil. So...
And we are on a path bound together.
Yes.
The sorrow and the hardships for it. And we both know what evil we keep back from those who will never ever need to know and live out their lives purely in unadulterated bliss of what evils that could have come.
Yes. And I'm telling you this now.
So you don't wish...
You are the great evil. You are the great evil. You are a great evil. And I'm going to tell you what I wish someone would tell me. Let it go. Let him go. His soul's going to hells anyway. Why are you suffering? Put it down. You don't have to do this anymore.
I'm gonna need a persuasion with advantage, because that was pretty good.
Oh, boy.
Oh, come God. On, baby.
Uh, 23.
Maybe you are right. Maybe I have held on to my anger for too long.
And you will watch as the pillory locks are released and the man falls to the ground. And he picks himself, well, tries to pull himself up off the ground, lifting with both arms, struggling to look up. He can't even get the word out before another spear splits him down the middle.
There. I've shown that mercy. What is it else you want from me?
I want to help.
What can you help with? What can I become? Tell me, other than what I'm stuck in now.
You're not stuck. Did you not see how much five books brought you joy? Made you excited? Made you put down this thing that's been holding you for years. We, those of us who deal in the undeath and in the darkness does not make us bad people. It's what grants life. I know you're scared and stuck, but let me stay and help you unstick this part of history.
Persuasion.
I get to re-roll that?
Oh, God.
I can't show it to you guys, but it was a natural 20. For, 21.
Holy shit.
You would give up your life, your dreams, your quest to help me?
My quest is to help. That's all there ever was to it.
Do you know how to make one no longer a lich?
I'm gonna go up and take this child's hands.
We will learn.
You will see dust start to kind of pour a bit out of their eye sockets.
What of the great evil? What if that is the moon that comes devour us all?
Well, fortunately,
someone needs to stand to that.
And you don't have to stand alone.
I will.
We will stand for it.
And when they call on us to stand with them, we're going to be better than ever.
Persuasion checks.
20. Dirty.
Also dirty 20.
You have probably seen a sight that is one of the more rare things ever, of watching a lich break down and starting to sob. Although they have no more tear ducts, just flakes of dust floating away.
Will it hurt? Will I get to see my family again one more time? Okay. Please help me. Please lead me from the dark that I have been trapped in for so long.
I'm going to assume that that means that I can just call you by your name and not Lord Gravetide.
My real name is Foxton Zinlin. Prince Foxton Zinlin.
Well, I'm Dr. Peta Witherbloom.
Foxton, your father is dead. You're king now.
I am no king if I have no people to lead. I am no king if I have no people to protect. If you are ones to be the saviors to protect the people, then you would be the true king. You would be the true royals. For that is what those in power are to do.
I really appreciate your optimism about people in power.
May I borrow your books?
Yes, you can have them. Here, actually take all of them. The new ones have the first ones have the new cover as well, so.
Boxen is very gracious.
Do you mind if I take a minute to enjoy this?
Yeah, go ahead.
You'll see him lift up from off of his knees and with a, although it creepy being a lich smile, walk over to the throne, curl up in it, and begin to just start devouring this book page by page.
Peta.
Haven.
There's no reversing being a lich.
You know, in the years that I've done this, the one thing that I universally see is that necromancy is not a reviving of the soul, but that it's a darker energy, kind of akin to it, almost like an echo. And you're going to look at me and tell me that that terrified little boy reading books is not a soul. We are not, and I take your hand as I say this, we are not made from villains. I may not be able to reverse the effects that happened, that I can reach to the soul that's in there.
He's not in there. That's an echo. We can send him home.
Then that will be up for me to do.
Will you?
I swear to you, if that echo is not strong enough to be a light, then I will put it to rest. And he can be with his family.
Okay.
I really don't want to do this. But I did promise you at least something that might be able to get you into that library so you can get your special star book. And I'm going to hand you the Cortex Mortis. I'm going to give you a choice. It's either that one or the four other books that I took from that library. But this will get you in. Only if you trust the people in power to keep it.
I don't trust anyone to keep this. I can't take this.
Then I'll make you another promise. This book dies with me.
I will hold you to that.
I know you will.
Well, we have a long journey, folks.
I hand them all of the books and tomes and everything that I have taken. And I unclasp a little necklace that I had. Put it on your wrist.
Also, think you got three other people here that are watching your back, too. Maybe one a little more than the others, but we'll ignore that.
Yeah. Here, take this thing. Take this thing. I hate it. I hate the energy coming off of this thing. Take this fucking book.
Take it.
Man, it's a shame. You were pretty useful, actually. You would have made a great addition.
Are you saying you're gonna miss me?
No. God, no.
I'll miss you too. All of you.
Oh, I wasn't listening to any of that.
You don't need to.
Great.
To be honest, I am a little tired from holding on to this rage, so I'm just going to let it go.
All right.
Well, good luck with your undead prince.
Yeah. Good luck with your angry moon god.
Yeah, no, we're fucked.
Yeah. Shelly, can I talk to you for a sec?
Okay.
I kind of pull Shelly off over to the side. And I pull out this orb that I've had the whole time.
What, you had this the whole time?
The whole time. The crazy thing is I didn't even know that it was, like, able to be used. This is a soul sphere.
Say more. I don't know what that means.
Well, I didn't figure.
Okay.
Basically, because it seems like you two, like all of y'all, are kind of in the habit of also, you know, fighting enemies. There are four in here right now. Once you knock somebody out, you can kind of trap their soul in here.
Another thing.
Whoa.
And you can use it to get a little more oomph in your magic if you're starting to feel like you're running out.
So, like, whoa. Okay. When you say oomph, what does that mean?
It means that if you're out of spell slots, depending on how powerful the soul is, you can get more spell slots.
Okay. And who are the four people that are already in this thing?
Very, very bad people.
Okay, but like, you gotta be more specific than that.
Well,
we're gonna go this route. I can't believe you're doing this to me.
Sorry.
Yeah, Evan's face when you handed Shelly the soul sphere.
Yeah, we love that. It's so sexy.
Look, I don't think that Evan has yet figured this out entirely, but I solely exist to sow chaos into his world.
Yeah,
same. I've unionized a cult. I've changed the name of his town to Goat Wharf. I will continue.
Right.
We just talked a lich off the ledge.
Okay. This seems like an item that begs being very responsible with it.
Mm-hmm.
Which means I need a better way to carry it.
You also can only hold four
souls in this ball?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So it's full.
It's great. Full.
So we gotta use one to get a new one in there.
I don't use it often. I've never actually used it. But seems like where you guys are going, you might need the extra help.
Oh boy. Okay, well, thank you. I will do my best to shepherd these souls wherever they need to go.
Thank you.
I walk back to the group. I was back. Well, they gave me this ball of souls.
Oh, that sounds bad.
It gave you?
I think it might be okay, but I need something to carry with. I need like a carrying case or a new backpack or something.
Bowling ball bag or something.
Wait, how big? I am picturing it like the size of a bowling ball. How big is it?
It's like this big.
It's like a crystal ball.
Like the size of a softball.
A crystal ball or a softball?
Crystal ball.
But crystal ball halfling size?
Oh, okay.
True.
Okay, so.
Because I can't carry around a ball that's this big.
So softball.
Okay.
That's why I can only hold four souls.
Only four.
Yeah. Okay. I suppose this is where we go.
Go? Where are you going? You just became friends, right? We are friends.
Well, just because we leave doesn't mean we're not friends anymore.
But you'll be back?
We'll call for you.
How?
We're good at getting a hold of people if we need to.
Where are you going now?
We also need a book. A different book.
Oh.
We're headed up to... What's the name of that place?
Beacon something?
Spirit Beacon.
Spirit Beacon.
Right. Access to the library there.
Oh, here's also my library card. That can help.
Oh.
We do need that. Thank you.
Yeah, there you go.
Well, I can't leave past my lands, but...
You'll see him stand up and he'll start to cast the spell. And you'll see the bones from all of the caskets, the bones from all of the stone caskets begin to shake and then form into an archway. And it'll spin with energy until finally it opens up and you can see the outskirts of a town.
Oh.
That is the edge of where I can take you, but it should get you where you need to go just a little bit faster.
No, that's very helpful, actually.
It's the least I could do with all the spell slots I didn't get to use.
I was like, you guys are now also stocked up for the road. Like, damn.
Yeah. Yeah. Then I guess we go now.
Stay as safe as you can be.
Back at you.
Goodbye, friends.
Goodbye, Foxton.
I hope to see you again someday. And thank you for bringing the doctor to me.
Yeah. Enjoy those books.
Oh, you guys are not going to be able to hear the last of it next time we see each other. Oh, got centuries to catch up on.
Bye, Peda. Thank you.
Goodbye, Giddy. And I kiss the knuckle that you keep punching walls with. And you just feel a little better.
Ow. Thank you. And I'm going to just step through the bone archway.
Oh, do you want to go last? I'll jump through the portal.
I don't have a good reason for waiting around. I'll go too.
Sorry I couldn't take you up on your offer.
Guess you'll just have to come back.
Yeah. I guess we'll see you soon then.
Goodbye, Haven.
For now. And I step backwards through the portal.
As I see Haven come through the other side of the portal, Peta, you're going to hear in your head. It's me. Gotta have a way to call you in case of have to kill a god or something. Thanks for giving us life. See you soon.
I expect tons of gossip and stories.
And the portal closes behind you as you can see Peta going to attend to Foxen as they now read their favorite stories. Meanwhile, the rest of you are outside of an undead village.
I pull out the map. Where exactly did Foxton say we are?
Craxix.
Well, it all right, stinks. The ruins of Craxix. So we're pretty close to Orkholm.
Thank God.
Yeah? What do you want?
Ha 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 ha.
Well, that's good, because our cart is somewhere. It's gone now, right?
Yeah. Quill is gone. Quill went back to Ringsburg.
Yeah, he went as far as he was willing to go.
I mean, it took us most of the way, so I guess we start jogging.
Yeah, we haven't had a good old-fashioned walk somewhere adventure in a while.
We could always try some magic.
What does that mean?
We have this.
I mean,
rug.
Sometimes we do magic, and then sometimes, like, I fly.
Are you saying we just fire off spells and our chaos magic somehow benefits us?
And sometimes we summon a spell-eating demon, and sometimes we get locked in a cage for 24 hours.
I mean, if you never tried things, you're never going to know what you can conjure.
No, I'm pretty aware of what we can do. That's exactly my point.
There could be more. We don't even know.
Yeah, has anyone ever rolled a one? Who knows?
I don't even know what that means.
What are you talking about?
I'm really annoyed because I, like, topped all of us off and I have all this energy. I was ready to fight.
Yeah, you know, I'm really proud of you. Your line is not killing a 15-year-old cursed into lichdom. We found it.
I offered.
You did.
You did.
You did. And still, compassion won.
I have compassion. My whole thing is compassion, Brash. I'm sorry if you didn't get that until now.
Okay, fair enough. Non-violent compassion, I should say.
I don't...
Rehabilitation?
True. Brash, I know you said you weren't listening, but yeah. I was, Haven. And I think there's something we should tell you. Maybe you should let it go?
I can't.
Well, we tried. That's fair.
It's not a one-day thing, unless you're a 15-year-old lich. They have a little less trauma to have to deal with, even though it was 1,100 years.
I'm glad that he can.
Just know what's available.
We'll get you there.
You guys don't... Listen, not to be like, you guys don't get it, but I it's everything. It's who I am. It's my oath. I literally can't be frightened. I make all of you better. I can't turn that off. I can't let it go.
You can.
And be what? Nothing?
You just be you. Just be a person. Who is capable of many things. Like love and compassion.
Fuck off, Giddy. Listen, I don't want to hear anything from you guys. All right?
Should we just sing songs while we walk around the road?
I would actually prefer that, which is how bad you know the situation is.
On the road again. I just can't wait to be on the road again. There's something about making music with my friends.
What do you got to wait for? We're already on the road again.
But it's been a while.
So let's start with singing a song that makes a lick of sense.
A lich of sense?
Let's start with a lich of sense.
Go ahead. Your turn, Shelly. Sing a song.
Brash,
if you take Shelly, I'll take Giddy, and then we can just get out of here.
We could do like country roads. Take us to the Spellport or wherever the fuck we're going. To
Spirit
the place
begin.
That book is at. Ruins
Spirit
of Krasax.
Then the Orkholm.
Mountain Mama.
We're trailing them, assuming, while they're singing. Saint Haven, you know, there was like a brief moment of time where I really felt like everything, this party was perfect. Like, this is where we're supposed to be. Then they sang those fucking songs. I'm done. This is it. I'm out.
I'm telling you, you take Shelly and I'll take Giddy, and then you and I can just go on to a life of crime or whatever.
Party Fish Media.
Party Fish Media acknowledges that it operates and records on indigenous Duwamish and Puget Sound Coast Salish land that is still home to the Duwamish tribe. This land is stolen in violation of the Point Elliott Treaty of 1855. We are committed to uplifting the name of these lands and community members from these nations who reside alongside us. For more information on this land, its people, or ways you can help, visit duwamishtribe.org or realrentduwamish.org.